Welcome to our podcast, Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Your hosts this week are Teresa and Deanna. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and the new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessings that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
From Harvey Allen. Praying for people to stop being in such a hurry on the roads and in life. Slow down and think about what you are doing first. Lord, please slow us down and remind us to breathe. Remind us that life is not an emergency, that community is not a competition. Unhurry us, because love and hurry, peace and hurry, hearing your voice and hurry aren't compatible. Open our eyes to the beauty you've created for us to enjoy. Help us to slow down, to stop, to praise you, and smile. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
This is from Teresa. Please pray that my daughter Jessica's home sells quickly. She has a job to start in another state very soon. Heavenly Father, as Jessica seeks to sell her home, help her to trust in your plan for her life. We pray for your guidance in attracting the perfect buyer who will not only cherish the house, but also create their own beautiful memories there. Please lead those with pure intentions to her doorstep, a family who will find joy, love, and comfort in the place Jessica and her family have called home. Lord, give Jessica faith in your divine matchmaking and trusting in your perfect timing. Thank you for your love and guidance. Amen.
From Caroline Hampton. Thank you to everyone who prayed for my son. He was in a coma. I'm happy to say he's well and back home with his family.
Blessed are you, Lord God.
Blessed are you forever.
Holy is your name.
Blessed are you forever.
Great is your mercy for your people.
Blessed are you forever.
We thank you for all of your blessings, and we particularly thank you today for answering our prayers. Help us to continually turn to you for all of our needs. Help us to grow in trust in you each day of our lives. Amen.
From Annette, I ask for prayers for my family. We miss my son Raymond, daughter Antoinette, and grandson Ezekiel. They are in heaven now. Eternal God, bless Annette and her family with the comfort of your love, that they may face each new day with hope and the certainty that nothing can destroy the good that has been given. We pray that you hold them in your embrace, Father. Wrap them in your love, and remind them they will see Raymond, Antoinette, and Ezekiel again in your holy presence. We ask you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This request is from Vera Dorothy. Please, I need prayers from everyone. I'm facing a lot. Lord, please don't let Vera give up. Sometimes life's circumstances feel crushing. God, we ask that when these moments come, you bring those who can see her pain and pray for her. I pray that you will bring her the comfort she needs, Lord. Help her so to not grow weary as she waits on your perfect timing for things to change. Help her when the enemy attempts to steal her joy. Show her how to seek you more, Lord. Remind her of your plan for her life when she feels like she wants to give up. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have several requests for friends and family members in need of healing. From Savannah. Hello, everybody. Please pray for my 3-month-old grandson. 3 months, he is in the hospital, battling a viral infection. I thank you. His name is Declan. Please, I thank you. Also from Don Williamson. Emergency prayers, please. As I type this, my friend is in emergency heart surgery. Please cover him with your healing prayers. Also, please pray for his wife and their family. I am asking for guidance and wisdom for all medical staff. Thank you in advance. This is from Teresa for Wanda, who needs healing. I can't think of a more powerful healing prayer than St. Padre Pio's prayer. Will you pray that for all our healing requests and for all our listeners who need healing?
Heavenly Father, I thank you for loving me. I thank you for sending your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to the world to save and to set me free. I trust in your power and grace that sustain and restore me. Loving Father, touch me now with your healing hands, for I believe that your will is for me to be well in mind, body, soul, and spirit. Cover me with the most precious blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Cast anything that should not be in me. Root out any unhealthy and abnormal cells. Open any blocked arteries or veins and rebuild and replenish any damaged areas. Remove all inflammation and cleanse any infection by the power of Jesus' precious blood. Let the fire of your healing love pass through my entire body to heal and make new any diseased areas so that my body will function the way you created it to function. Touch also my mind and my emotion, even the deepest recesses of my heart. Saturate my entire being with your presence, love, joy, and peace, and draw me ever closer to you every moment of my life. And Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit and empower me to do your works so that my life will bring glory and honor to your holy name. I ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is from Haley. Please pray for me. I am afraid of dying, but I don't want to live like this. Before I pray, thank you, Haley, for reaching out to us. If any of you listening are struggling like Haley is right now, please consider seeking the help of a Christian therapist, counselor, or medical professional. Call or text the suicide prevention line at 988. God has gifted people for this very purpose. God calls them to use their gifts for the good of their clients and His glory. Don't hesitate. Don't be afraid or ashamed. God is not ashamed of you or embarrassed by your intrusive thoughts. He created you and loves you. Okay, let's pray. Jesus, help Haley focus on you. This world and everything in it feels so overwhelming to her right now that she just wants out. She needs you to help her believe that it will get better and that she will be okay because you are with her. Help Haley understand that the chaos she's walking through and dealing with isn't chaotic to you, our Prince of Peace. Give her the strength to keep moving forward, trusting you to get her through one day at a time, starting with today. Loving Father, we lift Haley, who feels hopeless and weary. We ask she finds rest in your arms. Help her to bring her heavy load to you and to receive the rest that only you can provide. Let her learn from you, Jesus, who was burdened to the point of sweating blood. Help her learn from you, Lord, you who are gentle and humble. Let her find comfort and solace in your presence. In your compassionate name, we pray. Amen.
This request is from Adrian Brown, asking prayers for my family in Jesus' mighty name. Pray for my son, Terrence Brown, who has a very disobedient spirit. Father, we pray you will give Adrian's son a new heart and put a new spirit in him. Please, Father, take out his stubborn, stony heart and give him a tender, responsive heart. We pray you will take away his disobedient spirit so he will follow your decrees and be careful to obey you. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.